Okay, here we go. Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We're up to the Gemara here. Says Tani Tana Beperik Amoroi. It's 5 lines from the bottom of the page. 5 lines. Kineged the Chamish Shichum Shetoyla. Tani Tanak Beperik Amoroi. Now, what does that mean? The Tana learned the Perik Amoroi in the Braisa, in the Tosefta. Hashon in the Braisa, the Perik Emoroi, which deals with the Darkei Ho'emori. Okay, there's a Braisa Tosefta that has a sugya on the laws of the Darkei Ho'emorim, all these superstitions. Okay, that you're not allowed to do all these funny things. Kame, he taught this Braisa. Kame, the Rebbe Chiya Bar Rabin. Omar, he taught him the halacha. He taught him a whole collection of halachas. The Gemara does not tell us what the halachas are. Omar, Rebbe Chiya, Amalei. Kulu, all of the halachas that you taught me over here, is be mishum darkei ho'emori. He told him that you're making a big mistake. He told him that when he taught him all the halachas, he told him that it's mutter. Okay, he doesn't say exactly what he taught him, but he taught him over here a collection of halachas, and he told him all of these things are mutter. That ein boy mishum darkei ho'emori. So Rabbi Chiya said to him, you're making a very big mistake. Is behu mishum darkei ho'emori. You're making a big mistake. Everything is osur, labar mehane, except for the halachas, the following halachas. There are two halachas. What are they? Mishu yeshli etzim begronoi. If a person has a bone in his throat, maybe he should bring me oise hamin umaniach lei al kod kod. If a person has a bone in his, bone of chicken, so take another bone of chicken, put it on his skull, v'lei mahachi, make the following declaration, chat chad noches, bola bola noches chat chat. It's some type of words which don't make any sense to us. 1-1, may it go down. Bola bola, swallow, swallow, noches, go down, chat chat. And if you make this statement, you take a chicken bone, you put it on your head. If you have a chicken bone in your throat, it's going to miraculously go down, and this is permitted. Ein boy mishum darkei ho'emori. What's the second one? La'adra. The second one is if a person wants a segula, that a fish bone that is stuck in the veshet, also take case of bone that's stuck. Le'vahachi nin atsta kimachat nin alta kisris shaya shaya. What do those words mean? I don't know what these words mean. Okay, these words mean it's a lachash. Okay, it's a lachash. It's sometimes a lachash. You make the same difference. That what's going to happen? It's going to go down. It's going to be okay. So these are the only things. Another halacha. Another halacha. The person says gadi gadi. If someone says to a fellow, gadi gadi, what usnuk loy, which means gadi means to be strengthened. It means to be strengthened usnuk loy, and I should not be weak. Ashke ubushke, by day and by night. Ashke means in the morning. Bushke means at night. Yesh boy, if you make this declaration. Gadi gadi usnuk loy ashke ubushke. If you make the declaration, you'll be over an iso deraisa yesh boy mishum darkei ho'emori. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, God eino, no, it's not. God is not forbidden. God eino elo l'shoyin avoy dezora shenemar ha'orichim, those that make an arrangement la God shulchan. Who make an arrangement for God. God was an idol, and the way you would worship the idol was you would make a table, a special shulchan, and the shulchan would be designated for God. So what is he coming to say over here? He's saying that it's worse. Darkei ho'emori is an isur loy saseh, but avoy dezara is the chi of misa. So he's coming to upgrade. He's coming to up it by a couple of notches. That it's a lot worse than you think. You think you're only going to be over Leisig, you're over this like Chiv Misa, it's Mamish Avodah Zarah. Next, Hu Bishma Vihi Bishmoi. Let's say you do some type of incantation where you have a man and a woman, they play a game, and each one calls the other one by their other name. Yesh Boy Mishum Darkei Ho'emori. Dunu Donai. And a person makes the statement, which means, I don't know what this means. Also, yesh boy mishum darkei ho'emori. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein don elo l'shoyin avoy dezara. It's worse than just darkei ho'emori. It's mamosh avoy dezara shnemar hanishboim ba'ashma shomrein. Those that swear by the guilt. Guilt means by the idol of shomrein. The Omer, and they say, Chei Eloi Hecha Don. Live your God Don. So here you see that Don is called the Ashmas. It's the guilt. It's the shame of Shemrain. They worship the Avodah Zarah there. So you see over here the word Don is not Avodah Zarah. So therefore, what's he saying over here? He's saying that it's worse. You think it's a little, let's say it's worse. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not Lashon Hara. It's a lot worse. Next. Ha'oimer, if someone says, Lo'oirev, if someone says, oh, you look who's here, we have over here Mr. Cohen. Mr. Cohen, welcome to Daf Yomi. Shalom Rabinowitz, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome. Let me see what shirt you're wearing tonight. You're wearing the same shirt as yesterday. What happened? You didn't do the laundry? The same shirt as yesterday? Vaita. L'chaim. L'chaim to him, L'shalom. Vaita. Next sugya. Omer, if someone says, Dunu Donai. So we did that. Next. Omer, Oyev, another halacha. If someone says to a raven, Tzrach. Okay, you speak to a raven, Tzrach, Ule Oyrevta. You say to her, Shiriki, V'achziri li zonvech l'toiva. Okay, these are different lachoshim, chants. Yesh boy mishum darke hermori. Next. Omer, Shachatu Tarnagol Zesh Shakara Arvis, because it calls out like an Oirev. Arvis is the Aramaic word for a raven. Or if you say Tarnagoiles Shakara Gavris, slaughter these chickens because they're misbehaving. They're behaving like other creatures. Yesh Ramisham Darki Amari. Next. Eshtev Oiser, Eshtev Oiser. If a person makes the statement, I'm going to drink and leave over. Yesh Ramisham Darki Amari. Next. A person, he smashes eggs on a wall. Normally, when you smash eggs, you smash it on the table, not on the wall. But you go, you smash the eggs on the wall. So the shells that come from these eggs, bifnei efroichim, and so wait. A person, he smashes an egg against the wall. The shell of an egg, and inside, this is not a raw egg. This is an egg that has a chick inside. So you want to get the chick outside. What is the halacha? Yeish boi mishum darki hamari. Pchein hanegis, a person stirs the white of an egg. Bifnei efreichim. Here what they would do, they would go and they would take an egg, a white of an egg, and they would stir it in front of chicks. Somehow, it was some magical thing. Yeish boi mishum darki hamari. Next, Hamnakedes, a person, he makes incense. He dances. So he dances before the chicks. A person, he counts 71 Ephraichim. To count the number. You dance in front of chicks. So you go to a wedding. You ever go to a wedding? That's what they do. Chosn Kal, like chicks. And when you dance in front of them, this is Mishum Darke Huamari. Takon Chasna. You're not allowed to go dance in front of the Chosn Kal. They're not chickens. Hamarak Akedes, a person he counts 71 Ephraichim, Beshvil Shalo Yemusu. And the reason why you do this is a Nichush, the person not die, Yeshboy Mishum Darke Amari. Hamnakedes Likutach, a person he dances Lakutach before the Kutach. Kutach is a dip, it's an exotic dip. They sell it in pomegranate. You dip your bread into the Kutach, it's made from sour milk and crust. Kutach Abavli. If you do this, and if you dance in front of it, you dance from the Kutach, you're a sugar, right? But your person dances to the Nichosh, or the Ham.
Woman.
What?
A woman.
It's not snua. This is Mamish. Mamish not snua. The Hamish Atekes La Adoshim. A person, when they're making lentils, he says, quiet. Shtoik. The Velt has to be quiet when you make the lentils. The Hamid Savachas, like he's in a person, he screams. He makes noise when they prepare grisin, lentils, like Esav ate the lentils. Yeshboy Mishum Darki Hamari. V'chein Hamashtenes, Bifne Kidei Rosa. A woman that's Mashtenes, I think means she urinates, right? Besakise. Beshvil Shetispashal Mehera. Yeshboy Mishum Darki Hamari. Next. Avol noisnim kesam shall tutus, but it's permitted to put a splinter of a tus. What's tus? Tus is a piece of wood, a certain type of wood. What?
Mulberry it
is. Mulberry. Oh, my favorite thing, mulberries. You know what that is? I don't even know what that is. Shivrei is, or let's say you take shivrei zechuk, you take broken piece of glass, bikadera, if you take these things, you put into a pot, b'shvil shetisbashel meheiros, which cook quickly, this is nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this. This is mutter. That is permitted. But v'chacham oishrim, where b'shivay zchukis b'bnei hasakana, not because it's darkei hamari, but when you have broken piece of glasses, chamira sakanta yoisem meisura. You hear? Chamira sakanta. Therefore, you have to be very careful when it comes to the matter of sakana. We're living now in a matzav of sakana. The ganze welt is a matzav of sakana now, and you have to be very says feeling more that it's going to be awesome b'shem sakana. Okay, vayta in the Gemara. Turn abanan. Glass is very good. If you ever want to wake up, you know what you do? Take your cell phone. If you have an alarm and you can't wake up, you put your smartphone in a glass cup, and it's 10 times louder. If you want to hear the shear, try it. If you want to hear the shear, if the smartphone is not loud enough when you call into the telephone, Rabbi Shaul Lehman, take your smartphone and put it in a glass cup, and that will super magnify the volume. Okay? So glass serves a function. Vaita. Next halacha is Tanu Rabbanan, bull. What is bull? Bull is salt. Bull shel melach. Bull means a fistful. Bull means a fistful of salt. L'saychaner. Noist in bull shel melach. Bull melach shel melach l'saychaner. You're permitted to take a fistful of salt and put into a candle, into shemen. B'shvil sheh. Ta'ir v'sadlik. Salt enhances the ability of oil to light better. I know you should try that with shemen zayis. Are you allowed to do that? Is that dilutes the koyach of shemen zayis? Shemen zayis zoch, pure, no sediments. But are you allowed to add another ingredient to the shemen zayis? When he said that it's shemen zayis zoch, that means that the oil that comes out of the olive has to be pure. But are you allowed to enhance the quality of the oil by adding a different ingredient? I don't know. It says here that they did this. They would take salt and they would add the salt into the ner. B'shvil she'to'ir v'sadlik. Oh, but the Ariyim would do this and they did it l'chara for magic. No. The Gemara says there's nothing wrong. This is not called nichush. It's permitted. There's no isur deraisa of darkei ho'emori to do this. Next, what about noistin tit v'charsis? Clay and charsis is a brick that has been pulverized. Cement and dust of bricks.
Clay.
Tachas haner b'shvil shetamtin v'sadlik, so that it should light slower. It's a trick. It's a life hack. You know, I have over here, I can give you a million life hacks on these apps. You can waste a whole day reading these hacks, life hacks. All these kunsim, what to do in life. They don't do anything, these kunsim anyway. But here's a life hack. You go and you put this underneath, you put this tit and the charis is underneath the nair, and that will extend the life of the nair. So you have light bulbs in the house, you want the light bulbs to last double the amount of time. So that's what you do. Next, Amar Zutra Hayman Dim Chasei Shiraga Dim Mishcha. A person covers a nair of oil. Let's say you cover it, and by doing so, you're causing it to burn out quicker. Okay, when you cover a nair, that's the mitzias. When you take a receptacle and you put it on top of the nair, it causes it to burn out. It intensifies the burning of the fuel. Umegale nafta, a person removes the cover from a ner shel nefet. See, just the opposite. If the fuel is oil, so then you want it to be exposed. If the fuel is nefet, you don't want it to be exposed. If it's a shemen, you don't want it to be exposed. If it's nefet, you do want it to be exposed. This is an amazing thing. Okay, different types of or. Maybe that's why there's an indavka shemen zayis. Because shemen zayis is an or that is ideal when it's exposed, it's nigla. You see from this gemara that there's certain types of or that their ideal matzav is when they're mechusse. So, aragel b'ner, havan labonim talmidei chachamim, ner of shemen zayis. Because the milo of shemen zayis is it is in its ideal state when it is exposed. There's an inyan of gilui, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who is megala the Or HaTorah, and that's why we have
Eish, we have a Giloy of R, which is Shemen Zayas. Nefet is also produces a very high quality flame, but it's in its prime when it's Mechuse. So Ka'ovar, if a person does this, Oiver Mishum Bal Tashchis. Because it's unnecessary. You're wasting time. You see over here, the Gemara over here is an environmental. The Gemara over here was way ahead. This is a green daf. Daf Samach Zayin. This is an unbelievable daf Gemara over here. The Gemara daf Samach Zayin. Zayin over here is telling you that you're being marbed carbon emissions for no purpose. You're bal tashchis. You're causing the Shem and Zayis to burn out quicker. You're causing the Nef to burn out quicker. And therefore, you're wasting. And the waste over here is you're being marbed carbon emissions in the Welt. See, the Gemara over here 2,000 years ago was way ahead of its time. Vayit in the Gemara, Meiv, another halacha, Chamra, this is the most beautiful Gemara in the whole Shas. This is my favorite line in the whole Shas. Mr. Cohn, we've reached today, he doesn't know this, Shlomi, he doesn't know what I'm saying. He doesn't, Shlomi, he has not been initiated into the service now. This is my favorite line. My favorite line in the whole Shas. Wait until you come tomorrow. Every day is the favorite. Chamra v'chaye l'pum rabbanon. Okay? A person says wine and life. L'pum.
He offers a toast.
A toast to the host. L'pum rabbanon, to the mouth of the rabbanon. Ein boi mishum darkei ha'mari. That's not called a michush. That is the proper thing to do. Over here in the footnote, it says, doesn't say anything. Okay? It's a tefillah. This is a prayer. L'chaim. Some people, there are some talmidim that actually say this. Chamra v'chaye l'pum rabbanon. Chamra v'chaye l'pum rabbanon. Ein boi mishum darkei ha'mari. Next. Ma'is Rebbe Akiva shalas mishteh l'benoi. He made a party of alcohol kois v'kois shevi. Every cup of wine that they brought to Rabbi Akiva when he made this party for his son. Which son was this? The alcohol kois v'kois shevi. He said, Amra, chamra v'chaye l'fum rabbanon. Chaye l'chaye. Chaye. Now notice what he did. Look what he did over here. He said, the Gemara was teaching you a chiddush. What he did, he said over here, chamra v'chaye l'fum rabbanon. And then he reversed it. And then he said, "Chayei the chamra l'fum rabbanon, ulefum talmidei hoin." Okay, so he did over here a little bit different. The second time around, he added to the students, and he changed it from "Chayei the chamra." Why did he change it around? It's very poshut, because when he's dealing with the adults, the rabbanon, so they need chamra comes first, and then comes chayei. Why? Because they already lived their whole life. They're already done. They've been there and done that. They're 120 years old. So the first thing is chamra. You should have some chamra, whatever that means. But the Talmidim, they're young. You have to be mispalo, they should live a long life. Okay, someone that did not yet have an opportunity to live. These are the Talmidim. So the ikazache is chayei. You have to live. The chamra, and you have to have a good life. Chamra means chamra. One, we spent today a lot of time today in the morning. Mr. Cohen was there about talking about the mitzvah on Yom Tov. The Rambam says the mitzvah of Yom Tov mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha ein simcha ela b'yayin. The ikur, what is the simcha b'zman shereis v'zakayim on Yom Tov? Carbon shlamim. We don't have a carbon shlamim. So b'zman is what's the simcha? Yeah, why yayin? The ikur tafkid of yayin is to take away daigos. And when you take away daigois, a person's natural state of being is to be besimcha. A baby is happy. Why is a baby happy? What did the baby accomplish? The baby went to a party, went to a concert, he finished the mesechta, he graduated, he got a job, he has got married, he has grandchildren. What is he happy about, the baby? Teretz is the natural state of a human being is to be besimcha. How come people are miserable? Daigois. Yayin tenu sheicher le'oived v'yayin le'mori nefesh. The tafkid of yayin is to take away daigois and to bring you into a natural state of being which is naturally happy. You don't need to have positive joy. That's only b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim was there an additional joy above and beyond of kodshim, the beis hamikdash, the shechina was shriya, shayiv shasham shayav mericha kodesh. But if you, even without that, just to be in a natural state of life without any daigus is automatically a simcha. Yayin has the koyach to remove daigus. On Yom Tov, you have an obligation to have simcha. What kind of simcha? Take away the daigus and be in a natural state. That's what yayin does. But don't drink too much wine, because if you drink too much wine, then it takes away, not to take away your daigus, it takes away your das. It takes away your das. And if you're drinking too much wine, then it can take away your life, because it can be sakana. So therefore, for the chamra means no daigus. The rabbanon now, so now what?
Yotzasoid.
Too much. It takes away too much, then it takes away the barriers. So now I have Shah in this Gemara.
A person's inhibitions.
So now I have good pshat. Now I'm telling you, an emes of pshat in the Gemara. Why, when it comes to the Rabbanon, do we say first chamra and then chaye? And when it comes to the Talmidim, it says chaye and chamra. The answer is, this is based upon the Marshal and Meduik and the Rambam. The Iker Tafkid of Yayin is to take away daigos. The Rabbanon, the Rosh Yeshiva, they have a lot of daigos. The whole day, people come to them with problems. Tzaris. They have a lot of daigos. So what do they need? They need some good wine to take away their daigos. And they also need to live long, v'chaye. Children don't have daigos. Someone supports them. Everyone is taking, they take care of them. They're healthy, they're young, they don't have responsibilities. They live a life of hefker, they run around the whole day, they don't do anything. They don't have any daigos, but they need life. So when it comes to the Talmidim, then you say first, chaye. And then the chamra, because their daigos are very limited. Lufum Rabbanon, here the reason why we change, because Lufum Talmidei Hoin. Okay, that's the end of the parak. Hadron Aloch Bamo Ha'isha Yotza. Hadron Aloch Bamo Ha'isha Yotza. Hadron Aloch Bamo Ha'isha Yotza. It's Bamo, it's not Bame. Me is a Zohar. Me is Losh Zohar. A woman is a feminine. A woman is a Kamitza. A Komatz. Komatz means to be stingy. Segel means special. When you say Mashiv Haruch Amorit HaGeshem, what do you say? You say Geshem or Goshem. If you want a lot of rain, you say Geshem with a segel. Am segula, treasure. If you want a little amount of rain, you say Goshem. A little amount of rain. So it depends on the day. It depends on the day. If you have making a simcha, you want nice weather, you say Mashiv Haruch Ha Goshem. Kamitza. Hold back Hashem. On a day when you want it to rain because you need there's a drought, then you say Maramura Geshem. Noshim, it says Rashi says that Sarashi brought out Kemach Vasi Ugois. Why Kemach not Soilis? Noshim are stingy. That's why in feminine it's always with the komatz. Bamor Ishayitza. Zohar is always with the segel. Bamehisha. Men are special. The Yisemli Segula, men are the best. Male chauvinism. Men are superior beings. They're superior beings, men. Above and beyond. Right? I hope there are no women listening to this. And if there are women, you should know that I'm just making jokes. I'm not being serious. If there are no women listening to this, I'm dead serious.
L'chaim. It's Bameh Isha Yoitit. It's not Bameh Ha'isha. There's no A.
What?
It's Bameh Isha. Not
Bameh Ha'isha. So Bameh is not modifying Isha. It's not modifying Isha. You're slugging on my whole word. All right, good.
I'm just telling you that when you said Hadron, you said Bameh Ha'isha. I'm telling you that it's a Hadron of a parrot called Bameh Isha.
Umoitzan yes, Ha'isha Marmi Moves. Motza Isha, Motza Toiv. Okay, so the name of the parak all depends on your situation in life. Matza Isha, Matza Taif. You say Bameh Isha. If your fortune is not so great, then you're going to say Hajnach Bameh Ha Isha. It's a Freudian slip. Shlomi, you have declared that you have a good life, Shlomi. You've made a declaration. Your wife is listening. You gave your wife a very big compliment. Vayit in the Gemara. Okay, Vayit in the Gemara. Now we start the famous parak of Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol is the famous Barbusta parak. Everyone knows this parak. They gave even the children. So Klal Gadol Mer Shabbos. Okay, and this is Tifa Lomdus. You ready? Here we go. The parak begins as follows: Klal Gadol Mer Shabbos. Sholim, are you still there? Did you disappear?
He's here.
Good. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Chaste Hashem. Yeah, good, good. I don't know why he doesn't want to come onto Hollywood Squares. I don't know why he doesn't want to join us on Hollywood Squares. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. Okay, there's a Klal Gadol that's in Shabbos. Kol Asher Chechik Shabbos. The person forgets that it's Shabbos. You forgot that today is Shabbos. I thought today is Friday. And also, Melochis Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe. You don't even know, you don't know. This is Shabbos. Next week is Shabbos. You forgot about Shabbos entirely. And you did many Melochis Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe. Why? You only forgot one thing. When you forget one thing, you only chayv one, only for Shabbos. Now, even if you did it for the whole year, 54 Shabbosos. Gan. How many weeks are there? How many weeks are there? How many weeks are there in a year? There cannot be more than 54 weeks in a year. 54 Shabbosos is the max. How many parashios are there in the Torah? 54. There are 54 parashios in the Torah. How come the Zohar says that there are Gan parashios, 53 parashios? It's a good kasha. Okay, the Zohar says there's Gan, like in Gan Eden, 53 parashios. In the Torah, we have 54 parashios, and there are 54 weeks in the Ibiyar. So it says over here, but doesn't mean you're going to lay it because it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you can't lay it. Anyway, you can't lay your parasha. Vaita. But over here it says...
50 weeks in a Jewish, in a small year.
What?
50 and a half. It's 50 and a half weeks.
In a regular year. In a regular year. In a not a leap year.
Right.
And in a leap year, there are 54.
Okay.
And how many parashas are there in the Torah? 54 parashas. How many parashios does the Zohar say there are? 53. So the Zohar didn't know how to count? He knew something that we don't know. Vaita. Also, Melocha is Har, B'Shabbos is Har, B'in Chayv, El Echat HaSachas. El Echayv 1. So therefore he goes multiple Shabbosas. He doesn't even know the something called Shabbos. He never heard Shabbos. He never heard the something called Shabbos. And he does many Melochas, El Echayv 1, and then they make him aware. He only brings one carbon chatas. Vaita. Ha'yadi Kasha, a person that knows the Shabbos. I know about Shabbos. And he also melachis harbe b'shabbos harbe chayav kol shabbos v'shabbos. I know what Shabbos is, but every single week I've got to go Shabbos. Every single week you have amnesia and you think it's Friday, it's Sunday, it's Chleis. You know, it's not so hard now. You're living in quarantine. Many people don't even know what day of the week it is. When you live the whole week, people, I'm telling you, you don't even know it's day, night. This mamish no seder hayoyim. Davin shachres, mincha, marav. It's all the same. It's all one big smoke screen. So Yechayev for one for every single Shabbos because you know what Shabbos is. Next, Hayudei Shu Shabbos. You know what Shabbos? I know what Shabbos. The awesome Melachos Harbe Shabbos Harbe. Oh, Chayev, I'll call Yechayev. Then you're going to Yechayev. I'll call Av Melacha Melacha. Let us say that you know today. I know today is Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. I'm ignorant. I don't even know this. I don't even know there's a Melachos. I don't even know the 39 Melachos. If you know this, how do you know it's Shabbos? That's the most famous kasha. How can you be Chayev all 39 Melachos? And if you don't know any Melacha, so how is Shabbos different than any of the other week? Tchumen. Okay, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos. That's what you know. So therefore, that al yetze ish mimikoymoi bayoyim hashvihi murdik. You know that Shabbos is a time to shelter in place. We're now living bebechina Shabbos. You know that? The Teva, Chazal said noyach. Why was he called noyach? Noyach means to rest. Noyach, a whole year, experienced Shabbos. They were in the Teva. The Teva, the Zman of the Teva, was Bechinas Shabbos. You're locked up. Al Yetze Ish Mimikoymai. The Tekufa of the Marble was a Tekufa of Shabbos for the ganze Welt for a whole year. A whole year. We're living now in a Tekufa of Shabbos. From the beginning, it's already been, some say, 10 weeks already. It's very scary because this is Shabbos Chazak. And this started, I never would imagine. Would you imagine that remember Bachel Bakuday? It was Chazak. That was the second week already. Kisisa, we already were shut down. This is the second Chazak. Pile Ploim. Apella, already two Chazaks locked up. It's very scary. Chazak, we missed out on Chazak, a whole Chumash. We lost out. Could you imagine this? We lost out, an entire Chumash of Torah was taken away from us. Chumash Vayikra, the Chumash of Tahara,
Yovoi Tehoidim V'yasek B'Taharos, the Kinderlach. They, when they start learning Torah, they learn Chumash V'Yikra. Yovoi Tehoidim V'yasek B'Taharos. We're coming out of Shabbos Parabichu Koisai, and the vast majority of Klal Yisrael, except for the violators who have gone to Minyanim, have Davin with the Minyanim against the advice of the Gedolei Yisrael and the Rabbanim and the officials. They have not leaned Parashas HaShavua, the entire Chumash Vayikra. They've lost out on Tahara. Yavoi Tehoidim V'yasek B'Taharos. What is Hashem saying to us? What is Hashem? Mo Hashem Elokecha Doresh Mimach. How could that be? How could we be denied Tahara? Nu, Sholim, you have an answer? Sholim, you have an answer for this question?
You tell me, my friend.
I don't know. I don't know nothing. I don't even know the Aleph is.
Listen, everybody knows himself what Hashem is asking.
Not me.
When I do my own shuva, then I'll tell you what Hashem is asking from everybody else.
I don't know what he wants from me. I have so many problems, I don't even know where to begin. Next, that's the toilada. If a person does an av melacha with a toilada, you only chay for the av melacha. You only chay for the melacha. Melacha. If you purchase many, if you do many melachos, which are what?
But what are the 39
melachas? What are the 39 melachas? That's the perek. What? We'll come to that.
So I'm saying, is there any question someone says, this is for the 39, this is not?
No. Everyone, the 39 is a Mesorah. There's no machlekes. The 39 is a Mishnah. Coming up soon. There's a Mishnah coming up. Everyone, the 39 melachas are klar. There's no sekes when it comes to 39 melachas. The only question is the toilada. There are certain things that are toilados. The shaila is the izbach leikis and the gemara and different hushayim achayim chleisdish. What?
And you two are various. You don't know if it's a tilde or an av. So do you have to bring one or two chadas?
It's a suffix. That could be a shem tolu. I don't know the answer. These are over my head. I don't know the answer. But pashup shak, there are 39 melachas. Let's assume it's clearly defined. You bring chayichayva kol achas viachas. The gemara now says my timer. My time out on the klal godol michlal the ikka katan. If there's a godol, what?
Nothing.
If there's a godol, it means there's a katan. Who is the katan over here? Who is the katan? My time out on the klal godol. We want to go say there's another klal. The gemara is going to say later on. A oid klal acher, another rule, and later on, it's only going to have one rule. Let's clarify something over here. Over here, we've broken down the klal gadol into four parts. V'sham yipareid v'hayol le'arba roshim, four roshim. Okay, we have a klal gadol, and then we discuss when you chayev zero, when you chayev one. When you chayev one for every single Shabbos, and when you chayev for every single melacha. We've taken the klal gadol, and we broke it down into the arba banim. Four. Yotzeis to the yitzalti v'gualti v'lekachti. That's maybe why it's called gadol. Gadol means as many parts. It branches out. Later in the Mishnah, in the next Mishnah, it's going to say the oid klal, there's another rule. And the rule later on does not have four parts. Only has one part. So the Gemara is suggesting, the reason why it says klal gadol, it's in contrast to the next Mishnah, which has a klal, and that klal only has one part, and this has four parts. And in order to be called a gadol, you need to have four parts. Is that the reason? Really? Now, what about other Mishnayis, Gabi Shvius, Nami? Let's go to Masechta Shvius. It says there, klal gadol amru b'shvius. And their question is, why does it say the word gadol? Is it mishum the word lemisnei oid klal acher? Tani klal gadol? Follow Gabi Meisig to the tani klal acher v'loi tani. So maybe you'll answer me there also. Maybe you'll answer that by Shvius. Same answer. You give me the Zelda answer. Because they also it wanted to go say later on oid klal acher. So that's why it said a klal gadol. Because that klal gadol there in Shvius does not have four parts. The klal gadol in Shvius has even more parts, I think. Okay, there in Masechta Shvius it has many parts. It's a very long Mishnah. There it has a lot of rules there in that Mishnah. The point over there is in Masechta Shvius, it starts off with a klal gadol, which branches off into many, many parts. And then later in the parak, it says the oid klal acher, which only has one part. So basically it's the same answer. So we're safe. In Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Shvius, they share the same idea. It's a gadol, because there are many parts, and then there is only one part. In fact, the Gemara, Bavaha, Legabi Meiser, Dikatani, what about Masechta Meisrois? It says there, the Oid Klal Acher, it says there, Klal Acher, Veloi Tani Klal Gadol. Masechta Shvius, it starts with a Klal, and it says a Klal Acher, and there, the first Klal in Masechta Meisrois, also has many parts, and the second klal only has one part. So if this pattern is correct, there is a discrepancy. There is a violation of the rule, even though the rule holds true in two of the three, but in the third it does not fit. So we're looking for a svara, a mahalach, that it should be consistent in all three sections, in Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Shvius, and Masechta Meisrois. What do all three have in common? Well, Shabbos is seven, Shabbos is seven, Shvius is seven. How many types of Meisr do you give? Seven. There are seven Meisrois. All share in common the number seven. What are the seven Meisrois? You know what the Meisrois are? Truma. That's a Meisr. Okay. Variation of a Meisr and a Meisr. That Meisr and a Meisr is a Meisr Rishon, right? And it's called Meisr and a Meisr, which means the Truma, wait, all around. Trumas Meisr, I'm sorry, Trumas Meisr. V'haroisem mimenu Meisr and a Meisr is Trumas Meisr. You give to the Levi Meisr Rishon, he gives to the Meisr Rishon, he gives to the Kohen. Meisr, min ha-Meisr. The pasuk calls Truma G'doyle Meisr. Here? We call it Truma. But when the Levi gets it, but when the Levi then gives from the Trumas Meisr, he gives Meisr to the Kohen. So you see that when you give to the Kohen a gift, it's also called Meisr. You have Truma Gedoyla, you have Meisr Rishon, Meisr Sheni, Meisr Ani, Trumas Meisr, and then you have the category of Leket, Shikha, and Peya. That's by the grain. That's also called that's really for the Anin. That's also called the Meisr, one category of Meisr. And then you have by the grapes, the vineyard of the Peret, the Oilalois, and that's another category. Seven. Got it? One of Nachamal. Telling you good Yisoidia. Truma is one. Meisr Rishon, Meisr Sheni, Trumas Meisr, and Meisr Ani. That's already five. Then there is the category of Leket, Shikha, and Peya. That relates to the things that you leave over in the ground, in agriculture, in grain. And then there is the category of the grapes, the vineyard, of the Peret and the Oilalois. That's seven. Or if you want to say better, I'll tell you better. Let's say that's all the Zel Bazach. The Leket, Shikha, Peya is the same thing as the Peret and the Oilalois. Number seven will be Bikurim. Bikurim is also a form of Meisr. Okay, seven. That's a better answer. Seven. So they all have in common the number seven. Shabbos is seven, Shvius is seven, and Meisr, there are seven types of Meisrois. All of them begin with the word Klal Gadol, and all of them the Oid Klal Acher. Problem is, two of the three, the Klal Gadol has different parts, whereas Meisr does not have different parts. So therefore we're stuck. We have to find the rule that will satisfy all of the loose ends. The Gemara answers, Anav Yisra Rabin, Shabbos, Shvius, the Isbuhu, Avos,
Mitterlodas. This is Zikr Yisoid. This is the most important daf in the whole Masechta Shabbos. Just like yesterday was the most important daf in the whole Masechta Shabbos, this is the most important daf in the whole Shabbos. Over here it says, over here, the Ikar is Ovois Mitterlodas. That's why it says Tana Godol. Meiser the less bay always with a lot of slow to cloud god. That's the side. The side is Godol Michlal the Iker Godol the Iker Cotton. What's the shot of a Godol? Godol the whole Mahal of Godol means a mashpia. Ubarzilai hagilodi ish Godol meoid. Chazal say he was generous, he was very kind, he supported many people. Greatness is to give, is to give. An Av gives. A child takes. If there's an Av and a Toilada, that's called a Godol and a Katan. The Av is giving to the Katan. Vaita Ulabar Kapara, the Tani, Klal Godol, the Meiser, he has another gear, so he has Klal Godol, the Meiser, he has his own set of Mishnais. Bar Kapara was a competitor to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It was like Dirshu. There was the Agoda, and there was Dirshu. There is Rabbeinu HaKadosh and there's a Bar Kapara. They have their own Mishnayis, their own Seder Halimut. What's so funny, Shlomi? The Bar Kapara, maybe Hafstetter is an Einikul Bar Kapara. Ever wondered about that?
Yeah.
Check into the Yichus. Well, the Bar Kapara, he had it under the Mishnayis, his own Mishnayis. Special Mishnayis. Klal Gadol B'mayis, my Avos B'mayis Talasikas. So what are you going to answer? What are they going to tell us? The Gemara says, El Alav Hainu Taima. You're right, the Gemara says, that's not a good answer. It's not going to work out for a Bar Kapara. El Alav Hainu Taima. I offer you the final answer. Gadol Oin Shoy Shol Shabbos Yoyishim Shol Shviyis. The reason why it says Gadol, this is a very beautiful idea, and this is why I told you before, we have to match them. Well, there's a relationship between these three. And that's why each one is coming to contrast, coming to speak to the other one. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is speaking to the Mishnah Masechta Shviyis. They're talking to each other. El Alav Hainu Taima. Gadol Oinsha Shal Shabbos Yoisha Mishal Shviyis. Why? The Ilu Shabbos Isa Bein Betolosh Ubein Bemuchubar. The laws of Shabbos are relevant to items that are detached from the ground as well as things that are attached to the ground. The whole din of Shviyis only applies to things that are mechubal lekarka, that grow in the inner Shviyis. Vaita. So why then does it say the word Gadol by Shviyis? Gadol Oincha Shal Shviyis Yoisim Mishal Meiser. Shviyis is talking, is speaking to Meiser. The Ilu Shviyis Isa Beim Machal Adam Beim Machal Behema. It applies to animal food and human food. Human food and animal food. Machal Adam Isa Machal Behema Less. Okay, is that a beautiful answer? This answer is an incredible answer, because it basically means that the Mishnayis, if not for this Gemara, you would never ever think about this. The Mishnayis are talking to each other. You think the Mishnayis are talking to you? Yes, they are. But the Mishnayis are also talking to each other. I'm going to give you a mashal in a few moments to illustrate this point. But let's finish the Gemara first. Ulubar Kapara, Dutari Klal Godol, the Meiser. Oh, what about him? So how are you going to find his answer? Godol Oinche Shal Meiser, Yoisem Shal Peya. The Mishnah is speaking to Peya. The Ilu Meiser Isa Betein of Yer, because when it comes to Meiser, it applies even to figs and to vegetables. Vilu Peya Lesa Betein of Yerok. Okay, so that answers the question. Now the Gemara brings a raya. The show this to tonight. How do you know this halacha? Don't know the Mishnah. Klal Gadol Mepeya Kol Shu Oichel. This is a very famous halacha. This is mamish famous Gemara. This Gemara is repeated only 10 times in Shas. Klal Amru Mepeya Kol Shu Oichel V'Nishma. Anything when it comes to Peya, the corner of you feel that is a food V'Nishma, it's guarded. In other words, it's not hefka. You don't let it grow in the wild. You guard it. The Gidulei Min Aretz U'Likita Soi Ke'Echos. You gather it in one gathering. And it has a long shelf life. The Gemara explains exactly what all these terms come to mean over here. It comes to exclude offshoots, the kites and thorns. Okay, these weeds, basically means weeds. Weeds and thorns. These things are used for dyes.
but they're not used for consumption. There's no din of payah when it comes to things that are not fit for consumption. The nishmar lamutei hefker, only time the chayvim pay only if it's owned by a human being. If it's owned by hefker, there's no din of payah. The giduloi mina aretz lamutei kimei mupetiros, mushrooms and truffles, they grow out of the thin air. There's no din of payah by mushrooms and truffles. Next, ulikitosai ke'echos, you gather in one shalemute te'eno, figs, that's the famous Rashi in the Parsha of Bikurin. You collect figs, one fig at a time. You go into the field, which ones have ripened, you take them away. And you come back tomorrow and you take more figs. You gather figs one day at a time. I can't believe this. I forgot, did I turn on the tape recorder? Make sure I turn on tape. Did I turn on tape recorder for this year today? Did I turn on tape recorder over here today? I don't remember what I did over here. Yeah, I did. Okay, good. Fine. Ulikitasai ke'echas lemute te'eno, figs, there's no din when it comes to figs. Vaitam umachnisa likim lemute yarok, vegetables don't have a shelf life. Menmeil, there's no din when it comes to vegetables. Ulgabi maisa, to my maisa we learned. Klal amr b'maisa, kol shu oichel v'nishmar, anything that's oichel v'nishmar, v'yidil minaretz, chay b'maisa, v'chay v'maisa v'ilu, when it comes to misu, v'ilu likitasai ke'echas. We did not learn. And Mamela, when it comes to, that means when it comes to Meiser, figs, which is not likitosoi ka'achas, and vegetables are chayiv in Meiser. They are chayiv. You don't have these exemptions. The nafkamina, what is going to be the nafkamina? Anything that is oichel, v'nishmar, v'gdulim in aretz, what is missing? What's missing over here is likitosoi ke'echos machnisoi likim loitnan, which basically means that a vegetable is chayiv in meiser, because it doesn't. By meiser it says klal b'mas kol shu oichel v'nishma v'gidulim in aretz chayiv b'meiser. Oh, but it's not likitosoi ke'echas. So what? Doesn't matter. Yechayv v'maiser. Oh, but it's machnis likim. No, he doesn't say that. It doesn't make a difference even if it's not machnis likim, it's chayv v'maiser. So it comes out that maiser is more inclusive than peya. So that's why it's called a klal gadol. So now the question falls back. What about the Rabbanan? How come the Rabbanan, this is a very tough question, the Gemara does not answer that question. The Gemara does not want to answer that question. This is the point of difference. I don't know why. Why does the Gemara want to do that? Everyone agrees to this principle. So why didn't Bar Kappara, why didn't the Rabbanan? You have to say on a very direct shot is that it's not a significant difference. It's not significant. The difference between Shabbos and Shavuos is very significant. Shabbos, we said the difference is, what do we say about Shabbos? Shabbos is a chi of Misa, right? The oinesh of Shabbos is Misa, where Shabbos, Shabbos is tolush, eino tolush. Shavuos is only, is mechubar and tolush, whereas Shavuos is only mechubar. The next difference, when we compare Shavuos to Meiser, what was the difference? Is that Gadol Oyncha Shel Shavuos, because it applies to what? Michael Adam, Michael Behema. Now, Bar Kappara is making another differentiation. You have to say that the Rabbanan did not feel that differentiation is significant enough. It's a chiluk that's not mechalik. Okay, that's a very famous expression. It's a chiluk, it's a difference, but so what? Just because you are wearing a purple shirt with white lines and Bisholim is wearing a light blue shirt, like almost white, with a little bit of white in it, it's a chilek. Your shirt has one color, her shirt has a different color, but it's not mechalek. It doesn't make a difference. It's all the same. You're both wearing a shirt. It's a chilek, it's not mechalek. Bar Kappara, he was into this stuff. Bar Kappara, a different colored shirt is a very big difference. It's a fashion statement. Shlomi Binowitz every night. He's here. He's featured on Hollywood Squares. He's seen an audience all across America of millions of people. He wants to be presentable on Hollywood Squares.
He wants to be presentable, so he has to make a fashion statement. He holds that it's a chilik that is mechalik. That's not me between the two. Now, I want to give you a motion. I really don't mean this as a joke. I really mean this very seriously. And I think there's a very big yisoid in this yisoid. I hope Rabbi Sholim is listening to this. And this yisoid comes from a non-Jew, but it's a Jewish yisoid, and it's an important yisoid. And I think you can use this yisoid to have a very great appreciation in this Mishnah, but you have to be mavdil bin kodesh l'chol elef alfei avdolis. Very quick, in 10 seconds, Rosh Limbaugh, one of his big yisoidas is, when you go listen to, the anchorman on the 6 o'clock news, how many stations are there? Let's say there are 5 major networks, ABC, CBS, Chais, I don't know what, all these, all the alphabets, the letters in chicken soup, and the alphabet soup, you put them together, you make up different television stations, they have 6 o'clock news, and they talk to the darshan. Who are they talking to? Well, there are ratings. There are ratings, right? So the guy who's darshaning on Channel 7, he's talking to 10 million people. He's competing with the guy on Channel 2 who's talking to 11 million people. And the guy on Channel 5 has 9 million people. And they're all fighting for that extra person, right? They're fighting over their ratings, 10 million, 11 million, 12 million. They're fighting who has bigger ratings. So they're talking to 10 million people. Pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I can't even find one guy that wants to listen to me except for you two. You talk to 10 million people. Wow, that's pretty impressive to talk to 10 million people. So Rosh Limbaugh says an incredible Yisoid HaChayim. This is a Jewish Yisoid and it's notable Oyim. The guy on Channel 7 is not talking to 10 million people. He couldn't care less about. He's talking to 5 people. He's talking to his competitors. The guy on Channel 7 has made a decision. What he feels is the most important news item of the day. And the guy on Channel 2 is also making the decision what he feels to be the most important news. And he's going to slant it in his political agenda. They're talking to each other. They are competing with each other. The guy on Channel 7 is talking to the guy on Channel 5 and Channel 2 and Channel 9 and Channel 11. And the guy on Channel 11 is talking to the other. They're talking to each other. They're not talking to me and you. They're not talking to the world. The Welt is just a hecha timsa for each guy to talk to the other guy. You hear a chiddush? It's moiridik. This chiddush is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. When Trump gets up there and talks, when Trump gets up and makes a press conference, who is he talking to? He's talking to me and you know. He's talking to Cuomo. He's talking to Nancy Pelosi. He's talking to his people that he wants to talk to. We, 300 million people, are just a hecha timsa for him to go and talk to Little Rocket Man and to send him a message. Okay, we're just a hecha timsa for him to talk to who he wants to talk to, but we're peanuts. We're not important. Now, why am I telling you this yisoid? Because the Gemara over here is a mamish lahavdil bein kodesh l'chol elef alfei avdolos on steroids is saying exactly this yisoid. The Mishnah, who is the Mishnah talking to? Is the Mishnah talking to me and you? No. But the Gemara is giving an answer. The Mishnah is talking to another Mishnah. We are a hechatimsa for the Mishnah to talk to another Mishnah. Now, what does that mean exactly? You have to, Torah's Kodesh, you have to understand what that means exactly. We think that the Mishnahs are talking to us. Really? The Torah existed before the world was created. Hashem took the Torah and he used the Torah to make a Bria. The Torah existed 2,000 years before the world was created. There were no people. Bar Alma. So it means that the Torah exists without us. The Torah exists without us. The Torah is not being, is the Torah, is not, we are Zoiche, we are a Bria, Zoiche to be Nene from the Torah. Hashem was native with the Bria. But the Torah, there are many dimensions to the Torah. Let's not get carried away here. The Torah is talking to us. Okay, it is talking to just like the guy on Channel 11 is talking to 10 million people. The Torah is talking to us. But there's another dimension you have to appreciate about the Torah. The Torah is talking to itself. One Mishnah is talking to another Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is. I'm not making this up. This says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is talking to the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos. And the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos is talking to the Mishnah Masechta Maaseros. And Lefi Bar Kapara, the Mishnah Masechta Maaseros is talking to the Mishnah Masechta Peah. What? Since when the Mishnah is talking to each other? Well, go ask the anchorman on television and ask them who they're talking to, and you get an appreciation of this Yisoid, and this Yisoid is MS, because the Torah existed before man ever existed. And the Torah is speaking to itself. And I mean, obviously, yeah, this idea has to be properly nuanced, so it shouldn't chas v'shalom be apikursis, but there's definitely a kernel of MS in the Zvart. Hear the Vart? I'm sure you hear the Vart. You masking to the Vart?
Weiter.
Weiter in the Gemara. Next one. Now we go to the next sugya. We did this already. I'm on the wrong page over here. Weiter. Now we go to the next sugya. A person gets today Shabbos. Forget that today is Shabbos, and you do many melachos. You forget the Ikar Shabbos. You have no clue what is Shabbos. The guy says to you, Shabbos? What Shabbos? Never heard of Shabbos before. So we're jumping out of case number two. Okay? The Gemara cleverly skipped case number one. What was case number one? Case number one was the person does not even know that it's Shabbos, period. He'd never even heard it was Shabbos. That was the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed the case. That was the first halach called God, the Mishnah. Called Ashach Iko Shabbos, for us, Shabbos, in the Chayiv, Ella, in the Chayiv, Ella, Chatos. No. I'm sorry, that's the case. A person forgets that it's Shabbos entirely. He goes a whole life. He violates multiple Shabbos. How many Shabbos are there in a person's life, Rabbi Say? How many Shabbos are there in a person's entire person? Let's say a person lives for 70 years. How many Shabbos are there? Shlomi, make a calculation. 54 or 50 average times multiple by 70 is how many?
By 70? 3780.
3780. And when you add up all the leap years, it comes out approximately to about when you add up all the leap years, it's approximately 4,000. How many eggs does a woman have? How many times does a woman become a nida in her life on average? 400 times. 400 times does a woman become a nida in her life. A woman is born with approximately 400 beitzim. How many Shabbos does the person experience in his life? On average, 4,000. 4,000. Tough. 4,000. Shabbosos. Why? Why the number 4,000? It's the last letter in the Aleph base. Tav. Tav is 400. And when you max, you expand it, you go from 400 to 400 to 4,000. Moshe, how long did he not eat? What's the longest time a person can survive without eating food? Arboim Yoim. 40 days, 40 nights. Moshe went to shrine for 40 days. The number 40 represents how long did we survive in the desert? 40 years. The number 40, it all comes down to the number 40, the big four. Arboh Kneged Arboh Bonim. The number 4 in all of its forms represents totality. Okay, for Bonim is the scope of all children. Chinuch Abonim, Kindelach, it's wrapped up in the number 4. Desert, we survive for 40 years. That's the max. A woman has 400 chances to have a baby. 400 chances. A person in their life has 4,000 chances to enjoy the Shabbos. All comes down to the multiple of the number 4. 4 represents totality because 4 is an enclosure. There are 4 sides to the world. Mizruch Marv Tzaf Adarim. Yes, Lipa Shmelza, he'll tell you. Mizruch Marv. But he goes, Lamayel Lamat, that's 6. That's up and down. But talk about an enclosure, two-dimensional enclosure, it's 4. Okay, so that's why over here it says that a person can go through his entire life, he can be in violation of 4,000 Shabbosos, and he only brings 1 carbon chatas. That's what it says in this Mishnah. If you came here to learn only that, you say tonight, it was kedai to come tonight. 4,000 Shabbosos, you only bring 1 carbon chatas. When they tell you, at the very end, do you know that there's something called Shabbos?
You offer 4,000 Shabbos and bring no carbon chatas.
Why? What do you mean no? What do you mean if you die without knowing? If you leave this world without knowing that it's Shabbos, you never break a mechatas. But a person on his deathbed...
No Beis HaMikdash, you can't do anything.
But let's say the priest on his deathbed, he tells you, you know, you're Jewish. Don't you know the something called Shabbos? Right? They had a whole article about the chaplain. What do you do when they call you, they call the Jewish chaplain to do last rites for a Christian? What does he do? What is he supposed to do? What's the halacha? Vaita. So Rav Shmuel, Amr Chavayu. So if we have over here, how many 4,000 Shabbosos, one carbon chatas. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Amr Chavayu, Mas Nisan, the Mishnah is going. What's the case? Now, what's the obvious kash? The obvious kash over here is, wait a minute. How do you have a Hechatimsa? Where do you find a person like this in this world that doesn't even know what Shabbos is? You show me, you go find me a person in this world. The answer is betinoik shenishva leben anochim vegerish niskar leben anochim. Now, what is this? This is a very modern expression. Veger sheniskayer, he became a Jew. Vaholach leben anochim, and he went to live among the goyim. He went back to his old ways. Here this gemara is an explosive gemara. This gemara seems to indicate that there's
a. He lived there.
So how do you become a ger then? How then did he become a ger? This Gemara indicates that is an extreme. This is a very problematic Gemara. Not problematic. It indicates that there's an extremely low threshold to become a Jew. You can have a Jew that, I want to be Jewish. I want to be Makabel, all the mitzvahs. And he doesn't even know that there's something called Shabbos. And yet the Gemara calls him a Ger Tzedek. He's a Jew. And then he lives his whole life without knowing there's something called Shabbos. And then they teach him at the end of his life, you violated Shabbos. Excuse me, how did you become Jewish if you don't even know the Shabbos? Today, the average Bezdin today won't let you become, unless you go to yeshiva 2 years. It's a 2-year learning program. Shabbos? They didn't teach him about Shabbos? You know, I have a friend, I know someone who was a ger. You know, they mamish tortured him. They made him I'm telling you something, I'm not joking now. Honest truth. If Chas Shalom, I wasn't Jewish and I would want to become a ger, they wouldn't take me. I could never survive the program. I'm telling you. I have a friend who became a ger. I cannot believe what they did to him. And these are the modern Bezdin. They made him a sugar. Mamish, they made him a sugar. You can't even imagine what they made him do. What are you doing? Oh, you're telling me it's not true? You're telling me it's not true?
Great story.
You don't believe me, right?
Oh, wait. It's when you go off, I'll tell you the story.
Okay, but what he told me, I can't believe what he told me. But you know what? The exit exam was. He went to Herschel Schachter. He told me he went to Herschel Schachter for the exit exam before he went to mikvah. So he thought he's going to test him on Shas and Paiskim and Kol Torah Kula. He was like sitting. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to test him on? He comes into the office of Herschel Schachter, says to him, tell me, do you wash netilas yodayim before you eat bread? He says, yeah, of course. Yeah, I do. And he asked him another question. What else? He asked something like on that level. Okay, very good. Very good. We're ready to go.
He didn't ask her anything about Shabbos.
Nothing about Shabbos. They gave her a test?
Yeah, listen to the message.
They gave her a test? What?
Today.
Simin Taivu, Mazel Taivu, Mazel Taivu, Simin Taivu, Mazel Taivu. Rav Shlomo Lehman, we have to make a L'chaim. We have to make a Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. Whatever it is. Today, you don't know what it is. But today, a very great event happened. An incredible event happened today. Dvarim nifloim, noyiv oyim, hoydu la Hashem ki toiv, ki li oylam chasta. Ki chaste Hashem ki loy samu, ki loy cholur achamav. Hashem today was native to the Bria. He was native to the Bria today. I'm telling you, Shlomo, you have no clue I'm telling you over here, but I'm telling you, what I'm saying is only a mashu shemashu of the chesed of Hashem, and we wish to the Welt, to the ganze Welt, a mazel tov.
It's today is a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael. It's a Yom Tov not only for Klal Yisrael. It's a Yom Tov for the ganze Bria. The ganze Bria. That's right.
Now Mashiach can come.
That's right. Correct. It's a very big simcha. And Ein habrocha mitzuya ella bedavar hasamui min ha'ayin. So we wish a mazel tov to the world. It's a Yom Tov. Today is the 20th day, the 20th day of Iyar.
Today is the
yesterday.
20th.
That's night the, is the 21st. The night of today is 20.
You want to know what today's Sefiras HaOmer is?
Yes, it was 35. That was the question? That's a tough question. I don't think most Jews don't know the answer. Most Orthodox Jews don't know the answer to that question.
He said it was Malchus Shebahoyf.
That's what she said?
In English.
That's what she said? Whew!
Whatever it is, you said it's Malchus, whatever, Sheba, whatever.
Whew! Whew! Yeah. 99% of Orthodox, not 98% of Orthodox Jews don't even know the day. Okay, so it just goes to show. Okay?
What? What's today?
I hear screaming outside here. Weiter. Weiter in the Gemara. Weiter, so Tinek Shenishva Leben HaNochrim. This Nusach of the Gemara is extremely bizarre. Okay, I'm not making this up. This is a famous vart. A tinuk shenishba lebein hanochrim, or the ger sheniskayer lebein hanochrim. What does that mean? A ger sheniskayer. So you have to eat a word, and then he went. Then he was niskayer. He became. They took him. The bezdin accepted him. Yeah, you're Jewish, and the guy didn't even know what Shabbos is. Could you imagine? This is scandalous today. Today it would never happen such a thing. And then he went back to where he came from, and he's still Jewish. And then he comes back later, 100 years later, and he says, "Oh, you know, I have 4,000 Shabbos has passed by, whatever it was, and now I have to go bring a carbon chatas." Excuse me, how did you become Jewish if you did not even know this thing called the Shabbos? So the Gemara is saying, "Lubasov and Aval, but let's him hiker Lubasov Shabbalatzei." He, in this case, he never ever knew there was something called Shabbos to begin with. He never even knew day one. Aval hiker. So everyone talks to you about a ger, and they tell you, "Oh, he's a ger. How could he become a ger? What kind of gerus? They talk about Ivanka Trump, right? Ivanka Trump. She's the only one who davens. I heard she goes to shuldi. I heard that she's the only one who mamash daven. Everyone else is schmoozing away, and she's davening from beginning to end, the whole sitter. Oh, the bezin came out and Eretz Shulti. She's not Jew. Excuse me here. Look at the threshold of the Gemara for gerus. It's very, very low. If you're sincere, even if you're thoroughly ignorant, it says here that you're Jewish. You mekabel the mitzvahs, you go to mikvah, you mekabel the mitzvahs, that's it, you're in. It's a very, very low threshold, it says. Aval, let's say, hikir losayf shach, let's say you know it's Shabbos, but you then losayf shachach. If I know one time when I was in cheder, they told me what Shabbos, then I forgot, then chayav kol Shabbos or Shabbos. He chayev on every single Shabbos. Right? The Gemara talking about the Mishnah Shechik. Shabbos. You got Shabbos. Lav mechlal tahavish leidim meikari. It says that you forgot it was Shabbos. So it's fact that it says in the Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah hashecheyach. What are you talking about? You telling me over here? It's the Gemara start telling the case going. You never knew it was Shabbos. That's not what it says. It says in the Mishnah you forgot. You telling me the case going. You never knew. Lav mechlal tahavish leidim meikari. The Gemara says, "Loi, my kol hashechech, ikas Shabbos sahoysosh." Now, here's a very powerful word. The Gemara is teaching you some of the vocabulary. The word shecheach does not mean you forgot. It means you never knew. You never knew. Kol hashechech Shabbos ikas Shabbos. It means the hoysosh shechuach mimenu ikara de Shabbos. It was shechuach. But the fact of the Gemara, Aval, does that mean to say Aval hikir? But let's say hikir, you knew the Shabbos l'shem shech mai chayva called Shabbos Shabbos. Adetani, so that's going to be the case. So what about part two of the Mishnah? Instead of saying part two of the Mishnah, you know that it's Shabbos. The also, you know that it's Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. And the also, Melachos Harbei, Bishabos Harbei, Chayav Kol Shabbos to Shabbos, listening, Hikish, Yesh, Lusav Shachach, what's going on over here. The second part of the Mishnah says that you know what Shabbos is. So I know it's Shabbos. And then I do Malachas. What's going on? The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. When it says in part B of the Mishnah, my Hayodeh Iko Shabbos, Mi Shahoya, it doesn't mean that you don't, you forgot. That's exactly what it means. It means that you forgot. Mi Shahoya Yodeh Akarsha Shabbos Ushechocha in a Chanami. That's exactly part of the Mishnah. Aval Loy Shacha. My, but let's talk and say you did not forget it was Shabbos. Let's say Oh, what about part three of the Mishnah? Adatani, how you do Shabbos? You also Malachas Habi Mishnah Bosabi Chayv Al Kol Malachim Ulocha. Let it go. Say listening. Let it go. Say Hayodea Iker Shabbos. Let it say that you know it was Shabbos and you forgot that it was Shabbos. If you know that it was Shabbos. The Kol Shechein, and certainly in this case that you know that today is Shabbos. So there's a problem over here. We're going, there's a whole, the whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense because we have to go through all four parts of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, Masnis, and Keshik, L'Sov Shach, you're right. The Gemara says, you know what, you're right. We're starting the Mishnah all over again. The case of the Mishnah is where you tackle once upon a time in your life, you knew it was Shabbos and you forgot, like the Pshuta Shal Mikra of the Mishnah. But there's a chiddush. The chiddush is that there's ground zero. There are really five parts to the Mishnah. Four parts are stated, and part five, there's part one, two, three, four. And then there's case zero. Ground zero. And the chiddush is, even in ground zero, you never knew it was Shabbos ever, ever, ever. Even then, you can be chayv one carbon chatos. Why? Udrav Shmuel nami kishahiki lusav shachadami. The yachid, my Rav Shmuel d'amitravayu. Not only are there four parts to the Mishnah, there is even the fifth part to the Mishnah. Afilu tinik shnishra ben anachim v'legish lelu anachim l'vusav shach chayv also gimme chayv. Now, and the Gemara, so why Taka didn't the Mishnah, how come the Mishnah didn't want to say that case? I'm telling you over here something that is meridic. I hope you're listening, Shlomi listening. I'm telling you over here a chiddush that is all this mamish could to come to this chiddush. So why Taka? The Gemara's maskana is that there are really five categories, and category one and two share the same halacha, and then there's category three, four, and five. So why did the Mishnah omit category number one? Why is the Mishnah denying this? You know what the answer is? Rabbeinu HaKadosh could not bring himself to be maskir in the Mishnah, a hechetimsa of a yid that doesn't know what Shabbos is. It's an impossibility. He cannot get the words out of his mouth. You cannot fathom. The Mitzvah exists. Don't kid yourself. You have to know the halacha. Torah deals with every single situation. But to write in the Mishnah such a hechatimsa that there's a yid in the veld that doesn't know what Shabbos is, period? It's frightening. Such a thing is so unfathomable, is so horrifying. Rabbeinu HaKadosh cannot get that out of his mouth and put that in the Mishnah. So he just cleverly ignored it. He just discussed the four cases. I know Shabbos. I forgot. Rav and Shmuel have to fill in the details that were too embarrassing for the Mishnayis to mention. You hear the word?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to stop over here. Have a good Shabbos. You want to learn tomorrow, maybe? You want to learn tomorrow, maybe?
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
What's good? Good.
What?
So it's interesting. Today's not Gary, I'm a guy or Sechanachri.
So it's it? You get a Mazel Tov, it's all done? Mazel Tov.
So they came, they asked her weird questions. She dunked with a robe on.
What do you mean? She was wearing the robe when she went in.
They told her to wear a robe.
It was soaking wet, right? The robe went in, right? Game.
I don't know why they tell her to wear a robe, but
sneers because they wanted to see. They wanted to see.
They wanted to see. They told him Duncan once, not three times or anything once. And they asked her. They were asking her questions that she thought was weird while she's in the mikveh. She's going into the mikveh. They said, "What are the three holidays that a Jew has to go Oyel Regel?"
Okay.
So She said she knew all the answers.
Okay, what are the questions they ask her?
They asked her, what's today's Sfira?
That's a hard question.
She said it was Malchus Shebahoyt, but she didn't say it in Hebrew. She said it in English, Dad.
They must have been stunned. They must have been stunned, right?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, what else did they ask her?
I don't remember. They said, you know, you could change your mind. Even now, there's no harm done. You could just change your mind if you want.
Yeah. What'd she say?
No, I'm certain.
Wow.
Can you imagine having Hashma and bringing someone to become a Jew?
That's your son's doing.
Want to become a Jew?
It's very powerful.
Her family called her up and they said, "Your grandfather is so happy in heaven."
He is.
Your grandfather's
it certainly is.
She was restored to her previous stature as being a Jew. Her father ruined it by marrying a guy and having her, and now she reestablished the connection. And she sent me a text. She says, where is it? She says, I'm Jewish. What does she say? I'm Jewish. I love you very much. Yiska Roth.
Yiska? What's her name? Yiska with the Samach? Yiska, like sorry menu?
Like I-S-K-A-H.
Yiska, like sorry menu. Yiska. Sorry menu is called Yiska. Avraham married Yiska.
Her name is Jessica.
Oh, that's where it comes from? Yiska comes from Yiska, comes from Yiska. Wow. Your son was there?
He wasn't allowed to be there, but he was outside. She came out, he was davening, and he didn't notice. He was saying Tehillim. And now the question is, what? They asked him, his friend, the one of the guys that was from the Beis Din, asked him, why did you get married tonight?
So what did he say?
I said, be a trap question. Because you're not supposed to have a gerus just to get married. So imagine if you said you're going to be married tonight.
So what do you say?
He said, he has a whole plan to get engaged Memorial Day. He has a whole theme and a whole thing that's set up. So he says, I want to get engaged, and then we'll talk about getting married. I said, so first we were talking about August, but he said she could have come out in one of two ways. She could have come out to the car and said, all right, I got it done. Let's go back to normal. Let's do whatever we were doing and move on with life. I fooled him. She didn't say that. She said, you know, now we're not allowed to touch each other. We're not allowed to be with each other. He was already getting nervous. So he starts to think about, we have to get married. So he's talking now after Shavuos.
He changed his plans.
Could be, so I might have I don't know what will be allowed in New York or in Texas, Noch Shavuos, but maybe we'll have a chasana.
Wow.
And he's 40, as you were talking about, age 40.
Pile Ploim.